Speaker, one more.
I think you need to speak right to the computer.
Into the computer.
Hurrah.
I can give you the number of the friend.
Thank you.
Nita Pano.
Perfect. My name is Nita. I live within the Hillsdale boundary area, and I am an executive member of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People San Diego Branch, a 101-year-old civil rights organization. So having suspected racists and other prejudiced extremists as employees in the district, especially in student-facing roles, creates a hostile learning environment for the students of Cajon Valley. The implicit and explicit bias practiced by district staff has led to a disproportionate representation of suspension and expulsion rates and low English and low math test scores within the Black student population. Don't you feel guilty for not catching these issues sooner? The NAACP will no longer allow your willful ignorance to this egregious data. We demand your immediate attention to and action upon the petition we co-authored with CVUSD teachers from Magnolia Elementary and Emerald Middle Schools. Aligned from that petition, we believe that this disparity is due to the lack of culturally relevant and responsive teaching practices and resources. Release a video on June 19th. Y'all released the video on June 19th, speaking about the coming school year and over-budgeted flash mob. Given the current climate of adverse race-based activity both locally and nationwide, I find it strange that Juneteenth, a highly relevant and widely recognized celebration, was not mentioned. This video was released on Juneteenth, and no one said anything about Juneteenth from this school district. You described, Dr. Miyashiro, CVUSD as not so ordinary, but I wonder in what way. It seems quite ordinary to ignore the needs of Black students, common practice to suspend and expel Black students at a disproportionate rate, apparently standard to believe that because an act of bigotry happened outside of school hours, that person is not a threat to the intellect of our young four-year-old, five-year-old, all the way through 13-year-old children. In this way, CVUSD is quite ordinary. The NAACP wants to work directly with you all, with the district, to reshape this culture in a way that cultivates an equitable education system for every child at every school. This is a civil rights issue, and we're here to help. I look forward to our meeting, Dr. Miyashiro, on Thursday.